Bez Hashem again, a new topic here in Ois Aleph or Pel Yoyitz. The topic is Emuna in Shir number 60. I'm holding myself back from saying this is one of the most important topics, because if you say it too often, and it seems like I might say that too often, so then it just loses any credibility. So I'm not going to say this is one of the most important topics. Okay, I didn't say it. But I do want to say like this. The same way, if you have a tree that does not have a healthy roots into the ground and the trunk, the rest of the tree is not going to survive. It's just going to fall over. And I actually witnessed that myself personally. Okay. Now, emuna is that healthy trunk, the healthy roots. When you have strong emuna, you live with emuna, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the show. And I want to tell you what that means before we can start the Peliyoids. You know what that means? I'll tell you what that means. Let's talk openly. Let's talk candidly. Let's talk friend to friend. And this happens to all of us in our own different scenario in life. Someone does something that affects your parnasa. Okay? He does something that affects your parnasa. So, there are two ways. Or someone does something that affects your shidduch. Someone does something that affects you directly, personally. And I'm talking not from just theoretical. I'm talking from experience. My own life experience. Your own life experience. Everyone's shaking their heads. We all know we've gone through these situations. There are two ways to look at the situation. There's the right and the wrong. And I'm not saying I've always done the right, and that's why we learn. We try to work on it. We try to build our emuna. It's to strengthen the roots in the ground. Rav Nachum, right? It's to strengthen the roots. Now, the right way, let's go first the wrong way. The wrong way is saying, that person affected my financial situation. I can't pay my bills because of him. That's the wrong way. So you say, what do you mean? And if you want to call me up and want to discuss it, those listening to the shiurim from wherever you are, I'll be happy to discuss it with you. And you know why? Because the Gemara tells us, and Chazal tell us, Ein Adam Nageya B'Muchin Chaveira Fila Kimali Nima. No one can do anything and take anything away from you, even a hair's breadth. Where's the Gemara? We all know the Gemara. I said 10 million times. It's Yumad Aflamet Chesmet Beis, the top of the Amud, right? Take a look. That doesn't mean it's not painful. That doesn't mean the person didn't do anything wrong. That person did something wrong. The person who affected your shidduch, your parnasa, your whatever it might be, and I'm going to say something which sounds like give me a break. And you took your parking spot also. And for those in Brooklyn, the Flatbush and Borough Park, you know you're not laughing. You're like sighing, right? Of course, you're laughing now also. I remember that story I told you. I shoveled the snow for like an hour. After I finished, right there, I had a spot right near my yeshiva. The guy with his little tiny car zooms into the spot. And I, excuse me, sir. I was out here shoveling for the spot. He wouldn't even look at me in the face. He just like walked away. Now, was I upset at him? I sure was upset at him, yes. Did he do something wrong? Yes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. That's what emuna is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Not that man who took my spot. Hashem said, Greenspan, you have a test coming up right now. And how are you going to behave when that test comes up? When you're out there in the cold, shoving for that spot so you can get to the yeshiva to go learn with your chavrusa. If not for the snow melting, I think I'd still be there. This is what emuna is. This is what emuna is. Emuna hi hoysa l'roish pina. Emuna hi hoysa l'roish pina. It's the rock, the bedrock. You have healthy emuna, you have a healthy, happy life. Why? Because why are we upset? And I'm talking to myself just like I'm talking to you. Why are you upset in life? That person did something to me. Right? That's what. Right? We all agree, right? He did something. She did something. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Yes, Lashon Hara ruins lives. Yes. But at the end of the day, It's the gezeirah in the shemayim. That person did something wrong. They owe you an apology. And the chayish mishpat, they might owe you money also. They might owe you money. This din yaksagas gvul. He ruined your name. They might owe you money. He might have stolen from you. And we don't stand by and say, oh, well, no, that's what Hashem wants, so I'm not going to get it back. No, if you deserve it back, you go get it back. According to the Dinim of the Torah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's orchestrating everything to happen. Ki ha-maymin ba-Hashem, Hashem aloich olores kavayde, ve-eina pekuchayis al kol darchei ben yodom, los es l'ish kederochov, uchafi ma'alolov. Tzadik be-emunoso yichyeh. Because a person who lives at the moon and knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching everything. And Hashem is in charge of everything. And the maimon is living with emunah. That does not mean it's not painful. It is extremely painful, whatever the case might be to each person, whatever the package was. It's very painful. You know, Rabbi Saul Solange says a little child that has a toy little boat, when that boat sinks in their mind, It's like the real adult boat sunk. That's the pain they go through. So a few weeks ago, my son's baseball glove, his mitt, you know, was tearing apart. So what do? You actually don't buy a new glove. You get the new, the stitching. So we got the stitching, started taking it apart, started putting it back together. I didn't have a chance to finish that night. You know what he says? Baruch Hashem, it rained the next day, so he didn't need it. Because how could I go to school without my baseball glove, without my mitt? Right? I mean, now it had like five fingers to it, right? It wasn't one piece. So he was happy it rained, so he didn't need it. Because by a child, that baseball glove, when it's baseball season, is like the adult. Where are my car keys? I can't wear my car keys. I have to go somewhere. Where's my pocketbook? Where's my wallet? By the child, where's his baseball glove? The cell phone. Yeah, people, actually, the cell phone is example missed that generation, right? Tzadik b'emunoso yichya, bo chabakuk v'midon achas, tzadik b'emunoso yichya. A tzadik will live with emunah. We have to understand in every aspect, whether it's politics, whether it's sports, the most nonsense dvarim in the world, okay, or whether it's food, whatever, parking spots, or the important things in life, health, Yiddishkeit, everything else. Shaduchim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything. You know, in this generation, there are specialists for all different types of fields. There's a doctor for this, and a doctor for that, and a doctor for that. Everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the specialist of everything. That's what we're focused over here in this topic, emunah. Strengthen our emunah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzadik be'emunosoy yichyeh.